35 years ago, the Surgeon General said the United States was ready to close the book on infectious disease as a major health threat. The AIDS epidemic, mad cow, and SARS have since proven that statement wrong. But Dr. Dennis Mackey says researchers can stay one step ahead of viruses, prions, and bacteria which cause disease. The key, he says, is sharing medical knowledge and containing sick persons when necessary.
Despite the scariness of plagues, SARS, Asian influenza, AIDS, we increasingly have the capacity to have control of our destiny.
Mackey, who heads the infectious disease section at UW-Madison Medical School, says drugs have helped people with the HIV virus live longer. But the disease is rampant elsewhere, wiping out whole villages in Africa. Mackey also notes the preferred treatment for AIDS, protease inhibitors, show signs of not working as well as they once did.
The concern is that we're starting to see resistance to some of these drugs, and it's going to be very important to use these drugs ever more efficiently and thoughtfully to try to reduce the risk of resistance.
There are no treatments, only prevention for other disease like mad cow. Mackey says a person's chance of getting the human form of the disease from contaminated beef or venison is less than the likelihood of being struck by lightning. Farmers aren't allowed to give cattle feed containing animal parts. But he says the practice continues in the chicken and turkey industry, and Mackey predicts a brain-wasting disease will likely show up in those species as well. One of the biggest bird concerns is avian flu, which can spread to humans. Mackey says the disease is not readily passed from one person to the next, but if that changes, such an epidemic could eclipse the widespread flu of the early 1900s, which killed tens of millions of people. Shamie Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.